Hello and welcome to the 200th episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. That's correct. We finally reached a 200 episode milestone. To celebrate, I brought Eva the dog into the studio today. We were going to do a dog interview, but she's not feeling very chatty. But she did want me to let you all know that in podcasting Dogcast, we are at episode 1400. So either 200 or 1400, if you're a dog listening, I guess we're on the 1400th podcast. I had a couple of friends ask me if I was going to do something special to celebrate 200. Did I save a particular topic? Did I keep something back for the 200th episode? And it's interesting because I'm not really a person who marks milestones in such a way. But I do think it's an interesting opportunity to have the start of a new year and my 200th episode kind of coalesce together. And what I wanted to do first and foremost was thank everybody for listening. When I started the podcast 199 episodes ago, I created it mostly out of a sense of my own creative process, my own creative practice, and kind of felt like I needed some way of communicating the things I think about in photography, the things I'm reading about, the things I'm struggling with, and finding that a podcast gave me an opportunity to really share that in allowing a dialogue to occur to hopefully help me move through my own stumbling blocks. And I've been so touched and honored that it has resonated with those of you who listen to the podcast. And I know that it's not like a lot of other podcasts that talks about gear and specific techniques and things like that. So it's got its own little niche. And most of all, I wanted to thank you all for listening because it really does mean the world to me to know that somebody's out there listening and that other people are going through the same kind of experiences that I go through and that it connects with you somehow. That really means the world to me. The other thing I did want to do is I wanted to thank the people, or not all the people because I wouldn't know who all of them are, but there have been some people who have made a huge, huge influence in my own work and in my own creative practice. And I don't even think they necessarily know the influence they've had for whatever the reason is, a variety of reasons from, you know, Moose Peterson has taken an interest in me and my work for years and has been so supportive and so gracious in his information. And he and Sharon have always been there when I needed anything in my photography. John Paul Caponegro and Paul sharing their home and teaching me the nuances and fine art of printing and creativity and really what it means to elevate my own creative practice. My friend RC Concepcion has done huge things in being there as a sounding board and as a light and as something of levity when I get down. Scott and Calibre Kelby for letting me be part of the Kelby family was so huge. I love being a part of that community. For Arlene over at Creative Live for letting me teach about film and alternative processing was great. Gina and Doug have made a huge difference. Aaron, Mike, they've all done so much to help me understand more about who I am as a photographer, as a photo educator, and as a person, because that's really one of the things about the photography is it's allowed me to become a better person. And that came down to the kind of the topic for today then. Was as I was thinking about the people to thank, the people who've made a difference, everybody who listens, who sends me feedback, and how truly honored I feel to be able to take photographs and look at photographs, is that the theme for today is just the value in the photograph and what the photograph is actually able to do. Because a lot of times when people first approach me and they're thinking about their photography, the question I get asked, it's the question I asked when I first started to think about doing photography full-time was, how do I make money as a photographer? It was always the first question. It's still often the first question that I get asked by people is, how do I make a living as a photographer? And the reality is, for me, you don't make a living as a photographer. You make a living as a photographer by being a good person, a person who responds to your clients, who works with your clients, who listens to your clients, who engages with your clients. And you're also a person who's willing to make huge sacrifices. You're a person who's willing to move outside your comfort zone. There's all sorts of things that come about being able to make a living as a photographer that have nothing to do with the camera. Understanding how to negotiate, all those different things about the actual business side of photography are the harder parts of photography. So one of the things I encourage people to do is to really think about what the photograph means to them. What does photography mean to you? Why are you connected with this particular craft, this particular art? What is it about that instrument that allows you to capture light that becomes interesting? What is it in that creation of the image that facilitates a spark in you, a story in you, and an idea in you. What is it about that? Because at the end of the day, it's that connection to why photography matters to us and why photography engages us is the thing that holds us. I mean, really, when I look back and I think about all the things of the last several years with photography that I'm most excited about and I'm most thankful for is the number of people creating images that matter to them and that connect with them and that resonate with them. And that there is still a continued desire to make a better photograph. Because as most of us know, when we first start in photography, we take what we think are really cool photographs. Because for who we are at the time, they are cool photographs. But then we learn more about, well, what were we trying to say? What were we trying to express? How did we actually see and experience whatever the object was that we were photographing? And we start to get more engaged with our telling of that story rather than the recording of an object in front of us. And it's that connection, it's that drive, it's that passion that I'm most thankful for, because I see more and more people starting to have that conversation. 1 trillion photographs created last year, more photographs than we had created in the history of photography were created in 1 year. That notion of volume and people talking about wanting to separate themselves and make a unique identity and make something different all comes down to, one, being thankful that you've got the opportunity to do that, that you have found an outlet and a medium that allows you to express who you are in a way that is fun and engaging. Because we get one loop around. We don't get to have 200 episodes of our lives. We get to have one big episode. And so what we do in that time is so critical. It's the thing, one of the things I've learned from the loss of my little brother was that you have no time. My brother and I used to talk all the time about having to clean out my parents' garage and my parents' barn on their property and how much of a pain that was going to be to do together. We spent more time talking about that than we did most other things because it's a lot of stuff we would have to clear out. But you have no idea. When he died, that idea, that notion, that bonding we were going to do over that process was gone. You only get that one loop. So in that time, how do you maximize that experience? And the key here, and the crux of all of this to be thankful for, is that you're finding a way to express who you are, to share what you see and feel with others. Because so many people don't do that. One of the things that I realize, and one of the things that I believe in my own experience and how I process the world, is that a lot of us are disconnected from others. We're not able to understand or see other people's positions, other people's ideas, other people's concepts. We hole up. We find ourselves being more and more alone. But the amazing thing about photography and art and writing and creativity as its core is that it invokes a sense of community by sharing. And this idea that who you are and what you are can be communicated and shared through photography is incredibly powerful. And I think that's the thing I'm most thankful for. It's the thing I'm most thankful for from people who've reached out from listening to the podcast. It's from the things I've learned, like I said, from Moose and John and Johnavy and all those people, is that being able to be who you are and create photographs that are unique to who you are and then share those with the world is what being a photographer is all about. It's not about anything more than just you finding the thing you're passionate for. I remember Moose Peterson telling me one day about why he got into wildlife photography and realizing that for him to accomplish his goals, he needed more photographers. That's how he became a photo educator. He needed more people to photograph wildlife to help achieve what he and Sharon had set up as their goals. So the recognition of there is something through photography that allows us to share and create unique experiences and communicate with others things that matter to who we are is so strong and is so powerful. As you step into the next coming year for 2019, think back about all the influences you've had, think about all the amazing things you have, and think about how you connect through your photography. And I don't mean just the photographs you take, but the photographs you also look at. How do you connect with the world around you? How do you connect with other people? How do you share those experiences? And make 2019 all about the year of connecting through your photography. not about making money necessarily, not about getting a book, not about getting a magazine story, not about getting images up on the wall, not about learning something in Photoshop, but really about deriving a connection with others and being connected to others through their photography and talking about that. Reaching out to a photographer who you admire and work they love and just tell them how much their work means to them starts to build a stronger connection. In your own work, share it with people, talk about it, look at it, experience that, not from a critique standpoint of what's good and bad and needs to be improved, but rather through the stories you're telling. Really attempt to connect and find purpose and passion in your work through interacting with others. Photography, like I said, because it's a creative act, it's not an isolated act. It's ultimately meant to be shared. It's ultimately meant to drive conversation and dialogue. And that's what I hope for you in 2019, is that you'll take that step to reach out and really try to find what that voice is. And also, as you think about those photographers who've influenced you in a significant way, how has that happened for you? What is it about their work that makes it so important? What ways have they supported and connected with you? What do you have to be thankful for them for? What have they taught you? And just knowing that you've thought about that enough to realize that maybe what you've learned is the subtle art of composition from Cartier-Bresson or from storytelling from Lorna Simpson or whatever you've learned, however you've seen that, understand what to be thankful for as you connect with the other photographers and their art. I hope you have an amazing week and an amazing start to 2019, and that you find that your passion and your love for photography is as strong as ever and continues to grow. And if you're feeling like you're in a lull, step back and think about how you want to connect with that photography, and maybe that will make an engagement for you to start the 2019 off in a new direction. Hopefully, something will turn a new leaf and you'll be able to get out and start creating some more amazing work. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. A review up there would be great. Helps other people find the podcast. And I will see you next time.